This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and Ashley Thornburg joins me in our Fargo studio because we're going to talk to Sue Balcom about, well, Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So last week was Halloween, and there were many a jack-o'-lantern dotting the front steps, and now we have some leftover pumpkin that
leftover
maybe we
pumpkin.
Should do something with.
Right. Like maybe throw them out so the deer can eat them, and then that
That's
way it'll detract them from your garden where your good pumpkins are growing. And good squash, which is another fall in-season vegetable or fruit, depending on who you are. Again, there's that basic, you know, is it a pumpkin a vegetable or is a pumpkin a fruit? Scientifically, it has seeds in it, so that makes it a fruit. But nutritionally, they are better for you as a vegetable. And so we love to eat pumpkins this time of year. And squash, too, which they're both interchangeable, as you know. If you buy a can of pumpkin in the store, you're probably getting a Blue Hubbard squash
the
mix.
Well, jack-o'-lanterns, often you want that big pumpkin so that there's lots of room for carving. Are the big ones still good for eating? You know, sometimes a squash gets – or sometimes a zucchini gets so big – you don't want to.
Right, because
know,
then
eat
they
it.
Become mostly seeds. But I know that especially, well, like Blue Hubbard squashes, they grow to be about the size of a black lab sometimes in your garden. And pumpkins, of course, everybody wants to grow the biggest one.
Yeah, but they're contests.
Yes,
for
they
that.
Are. And, oh, I wish I could remember what the largest pumpkin was.
Well, I was in Stillwater, Minnesota once for a pumpkin festival a long time ago, and it was over 1,000 pounds.
Holy
what?
Cow. How yeah. do you move them around?
Well, they had trucks and you know, cranes, literally.
How much is a car?
Like. Oh, I don't know.
About 3,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So Cinderella wasn't too far off when they used a pumpkin for her carriage,
seriously.
Right? So,
yeah.
But how would you, like, you'd need a pickaxe to bust through that skin on a 1,000-pound pumpkin, wouldn't you? And that would make a lot of pie. So those pumpkins, in addition to probably not being very good because they do have candle wax in them and soot and all that stuff from Halloween, you want to go for maybe a squash and or a sugar pumpkin, a pie pumpkin, if you're going to actually process them. And it's quite easy, of course, to do that. You need to, like a jack-o'-lantern, scoop out its brains. And you can save the seeds or not. That's totally up to you.
The
but
pepitas?
Pumpkin seeds, yes, they are very good for you.
Yes, they are. They're tasty.
And tasty, yep. And they're simply roasted. You can soak them in salt water before you roast them so they have a little bit of salt on them or just the way they are. And then garnish your pumpkin soup with them, of course.
What is the difference between a pepita and a pumpkin seed?
I don't think anything. I think
okay.
that's just
I see them sold separately.
That really?
Yeah.
Maybe
and
one
the
is
closest
hulled
thing
and
I
not.
can figure out is that, yeah, one's been shelled and one hasn't. But I'm not entirely sure.
Some of us eat the hard shell on
right.
the outside, and
yeah.
then some of us don't in our house.
Well, it's like the sunflower seed deal, you know.
Right.
Some of us just go ahead and grind that fiber into us.
Right, because it can't be all that bad, get it? Pumpkins
well,
are orange.
Is gross.
Oh, well, no, it's not, is it? Jeez, you
oh,
got to sit outside
spit.
And spit sun seeds at softball
no.
games. Yeah,
oh, can't do it.
You know what drives me crazy, on a side note here, is when people get offended because you're spitting sun seeds on the ground. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're biodegradable.
Right.
A lot better than drinking out of that plastic bottle you've got.
Right.
No.
Well, it's another orange.
Right, orange vegetable.
So,
it's an orange vegetable,
so
not
like,
fruit.
So like carrots, it's got that carotene in it?
Right, and they are good for your eyes, rich in vitamin A and high in antioxidants. They are also low in calories. Like pumpkin is very low in calories. Squash is very low in calories. It's just how we eat it that changes that.
Yeah, usually butter and sugar.
Yeah, no kidding. And so when we make squash or pumpkin as a side dish at our house, and it is interchangeable. You can eat pumpkins just like you do squash. You know, cut them up, peel them, roast them, and then one half of the pan gets brown sugar and maple syrup for my husband, and the other half gets either onion and salt and pepper or just butter and salt and pepper, tons of butter and salt.
So savory or sweet, huh?
Correct. And we have to make both because JC doesn't like it so much when it's just served as a savory vegetable. And then, of course, there's all the wonderful things you can make, like pumpkin pie and blagenda and pumpkin butter.
What's
and pumpkin
blagenda?
Cheesecake. You've never had a blagenda?
Never heard of it.
So.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, seriously? Oh, I hope I can get around to making some of those. They're actually like a hand pie that the Germans used to make all the time where I came from. You can make them savory with onion, you know, so you actually, they'd scrape the pumpkin with a large spoon. So it'd be like grated pumpkin mixed with onion, salt, and pepper. And then you bake it in a pastry shell, kind of like a pie crust or a soft, sweet dough. And they would eat them as part of their main meal with bean soup. Usually they were paired with a bean soup in the fall.
So this is like a samosa or an empanada or?
Sort of, yes, but the German-Russian kind. So my mom...
It's a hand pie.
My mom made them with spices, the pumpkin spices and sugar. And, oh, my gosh, oh, they were just like having your own pumpkin pie with lots and lots of pie crust because you needed lots of crust to hold that nice soft filling in place. And everybody makes them this time of year if you're of that ethnic origin because there are lots and lots of pumpkins available out there. And then, of course, pumpkin butter. If you have tons of pumpkin, you can peel them and put them in your crock pot with a little bit of water and just cook that down, sweeten it to taste. You can can it. You can just put it in the refrigerator and slather it on your toast in the mornings. And so it's... If you don't put so much sugar in, it can't be so bad for you, can it?
So you're just cooking the pulp down? Is that what you're doing?
Yep, correct. Just like you would with an apple butter. You're reducing it, and by doing that, you're actually increasing its flavor exponentially. It's really a good way, too, that you can put a lot of pumpkin in a little space.
That's a great idea.
Yep, and if you don't want to do that, you absolutely can cook it down to a certain stage, put it in plastic bags, freezer bags or freezer containers, and you can just freeze it like it is. The difference is when you bring it out of the freezer, you should drain a little bit of the water off because it does get a little bit watery. But they do not recommend canning or pressure canning pumpkin like pumpkin chunks and things like that because it's too thick to process carefully
Let's talk about the pumpkin as a cooking container.
Yes, that's right. Pumpkins are so versatile. So my friend Sarah, I'm working on a cookbook at our church for our 40th anniversary. And one of the recipes that was submitted from Sarah Coleman in Bismarck was beef stew in a pumpkin. And what they do is they kind of have a celebratory pumpkin festival at their house every year because they have like four kids, I think. And so what she does is she prepares a beef stew that she actually cuts the top off a pumpkin, making sure that you can fit that pumpkin in your oven. So like, don't get a 1,000-pound pumpkin and think you're going to stuff it in your oven. So you want to put your rack down low and you have a baking sheet underneath it because, of course, it'll weep a little bit. Scrape out the inside, save the seeds, fill that up with your beef stew meat, your onions, your carrots, your broth and soy sauce, garlic, onions, salt and pepper, all that kind of good stuff. And then prepare your beef stew, put it in your pumpkin, and bake it for about an hour with its lid on. You got to put the lid back on. And then very carefully, because your pumpkin will have gotten soft by then, and don't check that by sticking a fork in it, okay? Because you're going to lose a little bit of the insides, and you don't want to do that. Carefully remove that from the oven. And then when you serve your beef stew, you want to scrape out a little bit of that pumpkin on the side and maybe even add some mashed potatoes to the mix.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, my gosh, and I'm so hungry right now. And this room, I have to tell you, real quickly, there's one other thing my mom used to do with pumpkin in the fall. She would make Stumpfe, and I think that's the right German word. And so you've got potatoes, and pumpkin that you boil together with allspice and bay leaf and a little bit of onion and salt and pepper. And then you create a roux with flour and lard, and you make that nice and brown. And then you mash your potatoes and add that browned flour in there. Remove your spices, of course. And that's what we had that as a side dish all the time. Sometimes it's potatoes with cabbage, but a lot of times it was potatoes with pumpkin. And we just called them pumpkin potatoes.
And so in this case, are you wanting to just always make sure you're using a savory pumpkin, or what would happen if you used a sugar pumpkin for this?
Sugar pumpkins are only called sugar pumpkins because they have a richer flavor. They're not necessarily sweeter, but they're less watery, and they're denser flesh. And so they just work better for pies. So you can add, whatever sweeteners you want to them in whatever doses you would like.
Well, bon appetit. That's beef stew and a pumpkin. Sounds pretty good to me.
Awesome.
We check in with Sue Balcom every week here on Main Street.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.